Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from What's On at Disney Plus. In this episode, we're going to be sharing our thoughts on the classic Ergon. A bit of a different kind of dragon movie than I think a lot of people talking about it, with like a reboot and, you know, a possible sequel or reboot coming to Disney Plus. And I never seen the movie until now. Least said about that, the better, right? So before we go into any of that, if you haven't already done so, make sure you do subscribe either on the YouTube, or we've also got a podcast feed for these movie reviews. And also, this is an episode that goes out a little bit earlier for YouTube channel members and patrons, who also get to vote on these movies. And as a little bit of a thank you for their support. Right, so Jeremy, what did you think of this movie?
I always try to think of something nice to say about the movies, even if they're bad, because a lot of hard work goes into them. And the nicest thing I can say about this one is it ended.
It's a very quick movie. I actually thought the cast in it was very top. I mean, I thought, you know, you get Jeremy Irons in there, then you got Robert Carlyle, is that it? I think that's him.
Robert Carlyle, I think, was in there. John Malkovich.
Yeah,
Rachel Weisz was white. I don't know how to say her last name. I think it's Weisz or something. Was the voice of the dragon. And
yeah, well, see, that was the one that I didn't like. That was the one I did not like. The whole like telekinesis thing that they were doing. It didn't sound like they were there. And I also didn't like the whole thing as well of the dragon, like, growing up, like, within a flight. It was like, wow, you really did, like, skip over, like, training and just you want to get straight to the air. It's kind of weird because I see where they were going with this. And it was a bit like, I mean, it was a little bit, it's always like, you know, you think of the animated, you know, the animated version of the same kind of thing with the dragons. And I was like, oh, man, this could have had it. And I know, like, a lot of the book readers and stuff were really annoyed because the movie just skipped huge sections, took a really great book and just demolished it. And there were so many elements of this movie that was like, oh, that could have been cool, but it really just, that just sucked. There was good elements of it, but for the first 20 so minutes, I was like, why did everybody hate this movie? Because I didn't think it was that bad to begin with. As you know, and they get the little dragon. I'm like, okay, cool. And then they turn it into the big dragon, and they start doing all the kinesis stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then it just seemed to be, we're going on full speed. Just, we got the ending to get to, and we're just gonna plow through it with the least amount of effort as we possibly can. You know, I mean, there just seemed to be a whole load of characters, and there just doesn't seem to be needed. I mean, the whole thing with like the hunter's son, you know, why bring him into it? Because he just didn't seem to be necessary. I don't know. It has some good elements, but it just seemed to just completely miss on so many different levels of where it should have been. And now I'm looking and going, yeah, maybe this actually is a book series that should be rebooted to give it another chance. Maybe a series, you know, that whole thing of giving a little bit longer for the kid and the dragon to bond, because that was kind of I mean, they were kind of, I've got to go save this woman. Why? You literally heard about her about 2 minutes ago, you know, and he's just been told, oh well, if you die, your dragon dies, and he just wants to run in and help this girl he's never, you know. It was like, I don't know, I just found that very strange.
I was having a hard time just because everything was, you know, skipping ahead. At one point, I forgot which character Jeremy Irons played, and I was like, is he the uncle? Or the uncle died? Like, I was all confused as to what, like, it's like, no, and it was just so, like, so much of it was just missing. And I've never read the books.
No.
I have seen the video game in the stores, but never played it. And I'd never seen the movie before. But literally everybody, when I said, well, yeah, we're reviewing this, and everybody I talked to told that, who had seen it, went, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, the only reason I put it on, literally the only reason I put it on was because obviously the reboot that kicked up lately, but there was also that whole thing as well of you know, it got added to Disney Plus in the, I mean, it's been bouncing on and off like a yo-yo in the US due to existing content. And I'm like, well, I've never watched it. And so we'll give that one a go. Yeah. And yeah, it was along the lines of, wow, this, I can see why fans really are just not happy with this. Cause it, you could tell, like, the book must have been a lot, you know, you just, it was just felt very rushed. And maybe it needed, I mean, in one hand, would another half an hour to 40 minutes of development would have helped made it better? Or would have just prolonged the death? Because it was that kind of weird thing of like, I didn't really feel bad about, you know, I thought the actors and stuff actually did, it was fine. Yeah. But, you know, and I mean, the whole thing.
The acting was fine. But
yeah, I mean, it seemed a bit. Yeah, it just wasn't so. I mean, I just didn't get the whole thing with, obviously, the king had his own dragon tucked away in his own post-credit scene. It was like, okay, so you're trying to set up another movie and you really didn't nail the first one. It would have been so much cooler had he actually had the dragon out and actually had that big, because I mean, that whole smoke fight scene was just awful. But no, I definitely was along the lines of, oh, I see why everyone thinks this is an awful movie. And I can get that. I totally understand where this is coming from. It wasn't as bad as I was expecting. I'll give that credit to it. But I'm like, yeah, this is not the best. I mean, they go, Disney, why did you make a big deal of bringing this one back on? Because it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
It's like that one Friday where it got added and it was the only thing on there. It was like, really?
Yeah, it's not the worst movie I've seen on Disney Plus, but it's close. So many people, so many good actors in this movie, and they all deserve better than what was put out because they put in the effort in their acting.
I think there's that kind of thing. Like the minute I saw, like, you know, you got like Jeremy, but also, I mean, I think even the kid, that was the other problem I did have with him is. I think he looked about 30 when he was doing it. It was like, he's 16. He's like, no, he just doesn't look it. He's, you know, and suddenly he's the, and this kind of thing. It just looked like they just fudged it on so many different levels. But we'd love to know what you feel of this movie. Did you like it? Did you hate it? I'd love to know your thoughts on it. So Liff, we're going to give this one a score out of 5. What are you going to give this one?
On my written review, I gave it negative 10,000, so a quarter of a star.
Okay, I will go to a 2 because I don't think it was quite wherever you ever won. It was I at least got. I think because it was my first watch. I think that might be
my first watch too. I was longing for the Ewok movie again while watching this.
I must admit, it was the kind of going, well, why do we keep picking these movies? Why are
we picking the movies? Because the bad ones are so much more fun to review when you tear them apart. That's why.
It was just like, oh, they had like, oh yeah, that was coming on. It was like, oh yeah, we'll do that one. It's like, yeah. So yeah, so this is definitely one of those weird movies that we probably should never have gone and watched. But nevertheless, let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsonatdisneyplus.com. Remember, you can support us on Patreon or YouTube channel members from as little as $2 a month. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters. I'd like to thank all of our Patreon and YouTube channel members for their support. You can become a member from as little as $2 a month and you get access to our weekly Q&A and much more.